Blog Talk Radio.
PM, 6 days before the birth of baby Jesus and the reason for Christmas. We don't want to hear no communist explanations. We don't want to hear about anything but Christmas. We want to see those mangers. And I see that one of the colleges today was ordered to take down their Christmas tree in one of the fraternities. And they put up a big white sheet with a picture of a Christmas tree on it. And they said, come get it. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Our universities are destroyed. They really are. All they're doing is turning out buffalo poop mounds. That's it, man. They got, what did you get a degree in? I got a degree in pooping on cop cars. That's wonderful. The world is proud of you. Yes, and not only that, I have a tattoo that says mother. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Can't we get back to normal, or is it too late? No, Trump has come and saved us. The angel Gabriel appeared to Trump and said, you better go down there and straighten that crap out because the boss is getting ticked off. And you know what happened to the last time he got ticked off? It's in the Bible. Read your Bible. Unbelievable. So the good news is the Electoral College has just given Trump all the votes that he needs to be president. He's all charged up and he's ready to go. And he's hitting, not only is he hitting the, he's run the Olympics already. He's just finished the high jump. It is wonderful. And all of the demo camos, they're canceling their hotel reservations in Washington because they were on the Hillary gravy train and it leaked. Oh, it's so wonderful. I love it. They were buying houses down there. Oh, they were in for another 8 years of milking the cow, the American cow. I love it. I love it. Okay. So on Oprah Winfrey, you know, Oprah made George Bush. Did you know that? She won't tell you that, but we were witnesses to it. She had Bush on. He came on. He gave her flowers. He treated her like a queen. He softened her up. He melted her heart. And she treated him kindly. And therefore, he got a lot of the African-American women's votes. So you got to be careful. You got to make friends, even if Trump is an Putin is an enemy. Trump is going to give him enough rope to hang himself. And that's the way you do it. What's the saying? You get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. But the Democrats, who never won a war in their life, they had to get the Americans to do it. They want to go to war with Russia. Do you know the population of Russia? I just double-checked. 150 million. And they're losing 100,000 people a year. They're fleeing the country. Have you noticed all the Brits coming here? You think that's coincidence? They lost their country. Now they're coming here to lose this one. Yeah. Didn't we throw them out in 1781? Do you know that? Did you know that? We threw them all out in 1781. The last British ship left, I guess it was New York. And you know what they said? Only 25% of Americans won the revolution. The other 75% said, we'll wait and see. So, it only takes a handful to do God's work. So they said to the Tories that said, you could stay if you want, but it might be better if you get on that boat. And now they're coming back. They're coming back. But it's better a British invasion than the caliphate that's taking over Europe. Oh, see, a guy went wild tonight with a truck in Berlin, ran over 50 people. I think he killed 9. And they won't identify him. They think he's German. His name is Mohammed. Mohammed Himmler. Yeah. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. Stop BSing me. Have you heard it? fake book. Now we got fake news, fake book. I don't know what we're going to do. We're lied to on so many angles. That's why I'm glad Trump tweets, because you get it straight from the horse's mouth. When Trump blogs, he tells you what's going on. So, I mentioned Oprah Winfrey. I did a bit once when we first went into Afghanistan that we had in a cave. We were trying to convert the Afghans into becoming Americans. And so we had the Oprah Winfrey show. And Oprah was a man. And the Afghanis would call in for advice. And he'd say, yes, my dear. She says, my husband, he wants me to dress up. He wants me, he dresses up like Bill Clinton. And he wants to grope my grenades. Well, darling, you know, that's showbiz. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah, it is in the good book. You just keep wearing that burqa. And don't let anybody wear the gloves, too. Don't let anybody see the rings on your fingers. It's terrible, man. I was going to the doctor for a checkup at a hospital in August, one of the hottest days. And I see this poor Arab woman. She is covered from head to toe, not only in a burqa, but an overcoat. An overcoat. And walking behind her or ahead of her, walking ahead of her, she is following him to the emergency room. Here's her husband. He's wearing an open shirt, a pair of jeans and sandals. She's going to have a heat exhaustion. Unbelievable. So, Michelle Obama says, hope is lost. Ever since we were here, we brought hope. And now that we have to leave the gravy train, there's no more hope. No, you're wrong, Michelle. Obama gave us dope, not hope. He put 5,000 dealers back on the streets, getting ready for the big heroin shipments from Cuba. Anything that kills Americans, Obama endorses, including child murder and body part sales, just like they do in China. Add to this covering up of his losses. You don't notice, you're going to get the bad news right now. 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan. You know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Bush lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq, but Obama lost all of Iraq. He's lost everybody. He's lost the people of Aleppo. Everything that's happening in the Middle East is on Obama, starting with, but not the beginning. But including Benghazi. Where was Obama the night of Benghazi? I think he was stoned. Doing roofies. The greatest cover-up. We nearly lost the country. Only the hand of God saved it and changed those ballots. It wasn't the Russians. It was God. The same God that got OJ. OJ got away with slicing and dicing two people. And what happened? He was acquitted. And he was given parades. And then God said, enough is enough. And OJ got 50 years for stealing baseball cards. And then when he was in prison, he got another 10 years on his, added to his sentence because they caught him stealing cookies in the commissary. God is good. Yeah. And good doesn't include killing people. This Allahu Akbar crap has got to stop. So Obama lost 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan. And you know how the communist media covered it up? It was so clever. You know what they did? You remember everybody that died? There were people showing up at the funerals from Code Red, Code Pink, Stink Pink. Casey Sheehan's mother dragged his body all the way to Venezuela for the communist cause. And by the way, Venezuela has no toilet paper. So you know what they're using today for toilet paper? Their money, because the money is worth less than the toilet paper. That's and let me tell you, if you check the population of Venezuela, if it's more than 23 million, I'll be surprised. And they got enough oil to buy a suit tomorrow for every Venezuelan. And they own it and control it. They seized it. And yet, where's the money going? Hugo Chavez, he spent $1.2 billion to buy AK-47s from the biggest arms dealer in the world, Russia. But he's got no money for his people. What did he buy the AK-47s for? To kill them if they asked for bread. And you know where he is? He went to Cuba. He went to the best Cuban cancer hospital recommended by Michael Moore. And he was cured. He was cured. His body was cured. And then put in a box. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, the media covered up the murder by Obama of 2,000 American troops. That's all on him. That's all on his party de la muerte, his party of death. And that doesn't count the 1,200,000 Americans he kills every year by a little act called Roe versus Wade. Yeah. And guess how many legal immigrants come into the country every year? The same number that we kill. So we kill Americans, and then we bring in their replacements to get their Social Security cards. How's that? Planned Slaughterhood alone kills 3,000 Americans a day. 3,000 a day. That's more than we lost in Afghanistan and Iraq. So they covered it up by classifying the dead as NATO troops to be identified later. And all the schmucks in the Democrat Party think that they're buried in Holland. You know that if war breaks out and there's a draft tomorrow, the entire Democrat Party moves to Canada. The only heroes in the Democrat Party are in a kitchen, an Italian kitchen. Yeah. They used to say that about the Andrea Doria. All the heroes were in the kitchen. NATO troops to be identified later. That's how they did it. And later never came. Then we had 200,000 wounded in Afghanistan. And you know, these wounded, if these were World War II wounds, they'd all be dead. But they got half a body, and they can still live. And they got more spirit in that half a body than 10,000 Democrats whining. Unbelievable. And all of those bodies were shredded, and their legs were lost. I don't know why we don't have a deflector that can save the legs of these guys riding in Humvees. That there's got to be something that we can invent that would save their lower half of their body riding in these Humvees. You know, in World War II, when we hit the beach at Normandy, you ever see pictures of the beach at Normandy? The Germans had like jacks, steel jacks. When I say jacks, you know, the game jacks. It was multi-iron. And they were designed to puncture the hulls of the landing craft. When we finally took the beach and we got up on the what they call hedgerows, the French hedgerows were a big obstacle. Because once you went over them, the Germans could take the tank out because you were belly up, and they had to fight foot by foot. So what do you think they did? There's one thing America has that nobody else has, creativity and imagination. Believe me, you go around the world, especially the Middle East. The Middle East has no creativity or imagination. They can't invent bookers. So what do? One day on the beach, and we had a hedgerow problem. They went and they brought up these cross iron pieces, and they welded them to the front of the tanks, and they burrowed right through the hedgerows. That's American can do. If you want to know, if you're an American or not, let somebody tell you you can't do something. If you're an American, you're going to prove them wrong. You can't win. Oh yeah. All right. Here's a padlock. I bet you can't. You can't open it. Give me 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying. Okay. So 20,000 Americans had their bodies shredded. And I got a picture of a beautiful girl running on the beach. Beautiful body. Beautiful blonde hair. And she's young. And she's racing up the beach. And you know what she's racing on? Banana shoes. You know the ones they give you? So you can run on those big bands. You know she lost those in the Middle East, fighting terror, 15 years. World War II Americans, born and bred, for love of God, love of country, went around the world and kicked the crap out of everybody on four continents. In 4 years, came home and built the greatest economy we ever had. You could buy stock till the cows came home. You could buy ranches and homes till the cows came home, and you always made money. And what do we got today? Welfare and heroin. And you know what? They're starting to call for investments in marijuana. And you know what? Comes with an investment in marijuana, investment in rehab hospitals, because that's where everybody's going to end up. And you ever see the ads for the rehab hospitals? 20,000 a day. You think you're going to get that on Medicaid? They have a beautiful girl, her hair's all tussled, and she's sitting on the floor. She's zoning out. And the next thing you see, she's getting a rub down in Monterey, California, on the beach. And she's being treated in rehab for her drug addiction at $20,000 a day. That's not going to be you, sonny boy. You're going to be in the zombie room waiting for an egg sandwich. Schmuck, you blew it. God gave you a perfect body, and you went against him and destroyed it. And now we're supposed to lick your wounds. Kiss my ass. Yeah. Like the woman that says, like the mother who says to her daughter, who made a bad marriage, you made your bed, now live in it. Now sleep in it. And no, they don't do that today either. If you're a Democrat, you're entitled to at least 3 divorces. Don't get me started. Oh, speaking of getting started, I watched a black comedy routine, you know, a show, and they had a comedian up there. And man, he was raunchy. He was raunchy. It's a good thing my wife wasn't home. I would have had no television. But I had to see. I had to see where he was going. I'm looking at it not from the raunch, but from the political aspect. He had a packed house, and he was talking about transgender. And let me tell you something, folks. If he's a cross-section of the blacks in this country, and the theater was packed like a Trump rally, They don't buy the transgender crap. So that probably cost Hillary the election. NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. 20,000 wounded. And they were wounded. shredded legs and arms, and legs lost by Iranian copper lugs that were packed in the IEDs, paid for by us, in a plane, by the billions, in cash, and they didn't want dollars. They wanted two other currencies. And Obama said, we got to do that. We can't get to Benghazi 13 hours, but we can get money to the Iranians in 9 or less. I bet you it was 4. So the NATO troops to be identified later and later never came. The good news is Trump wants the wall, not so much for the illegals, but the illegals that are carrying drugs, the mules. Trump hates drug dealers, but he didn't attack drugs with the fury and force that's in him because he didn't want to lose the drug vote. And there's a lot of drug votes out there. But now, the gloves are off. And the wall is coming. And drugs are going to be put to death. It is really sad. Can you imagine marijuana is now on the commodity exchange? With sugar and coffee? Oh, it's a harmless drug. And they only use it for medical, it's good. People are in pain. They smoke marijuana. They don't have to smoke it. They don't have to kill their lungs. It's been available forever. It's always been available. It's called Marinol, and you take it in liquid form, and you can take it in suppository form. But the junkies don't want it in suppository form because they have to pass the roach around. Don't buy that crap. My C&I dog has glaucoma. Yeah. I'm going to break for a tune. Tune up my throat. I'm going to give you the Star Spangled Banner. And you know what I notice? I'm trying to catch the beginning of football games to see who's taking a knee for the Communist Party. And I don't see them. I don't see the beginning, the opening anymore.
Bye.
To tell you this, you ever see these jihad demonstrations? Two of the funniest signs I ever saw at these jihad demonstrations, one was in Europe, and I think it was Hungary. They weren't letting in the jihadists. Let me give you another tune. I'm sorry, nothing. Unbelievable.
We have late breaking news that we're going to open the show with. It's just been announced that Mike Savage has been banned from England. And we're going to up that report with a later report, which hasn't broken yet. You're hearing it first on the show for the first time. And that is that Mike Savage has been linked to the IRA. For months now, the rumor has grown wings, and Michael Savage has been banned from England and identified by British intelligence as an IRA member. British Pakistani Parliament has shown footage of Michael Savage joining the IRA at a local Chase Manhattan bank. And here's a photo of him punching in his password at an all-the-men machine, commonly known as the ATM. It is alleged that his connection to the IRA is at the highest level, the Roth division. World News Daily reports that IRA really means Independent Radio Man's Association. But British intelligence refutes that denial. In other news today, the Queen of England has been denied a visa to New York City. Former Mayor Giuliani stated, "We already have queens. And Staten Island doesn't want her either." However, Mike is to be knighted by Sir Thomas O'Donnell, the 5th Earl of Clonmel, Tipperary, Ireland, and given the clan shield. And two new symbols have been added to the coat of arms in honor of Michael the Archangel Savage. One is a sword through the heart, which symbolizes that only a beautiful woman can pierce our hearts. And the other is a sword through a pig, which indicates we now keep kosher. Rise now, Sir Michael Savage, and hoist your glass with us. I bend me to that bidding. The spirit of each selfish plan, with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hope someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country will be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. One.
You want to hear the IRS song? Okay, we're back. So, two of the signs that I saw. One was, I think, outside of Hungary, and the jihadis were on the fence, and they had posters. And the sign that cracked me up was, "Let us in or we will kill you." And the other one that cracked me up was in England, and the jihadi had a sign up. You know what it said? "Kill all the juice." J-U-I-C-E. Unbelievable. So we were talking about drug mules, and drug hates drug dealers. Watch him destroy the drug trade. By the way, they won't tell you this. The demo camos won't tell you this, but if they want to get rid of guns, they should get rid of drugs, because drug dealers sell guns too. And there's no paperwork and there's no waiting. The medical marijuana hoax is paving the way to heroin addiction. My guess is 3 out of 10 weed whackers will become heroin addicts. And by the way, every sucker is an experimental scientist. I saw the intro video, The American Pope. Have you seen this? HBO is hyping it. The American Pope. It appeals to current American taste. The goal of the Communist Party is to destroy the Catholic Church. The Democrats believe once the church is destroyed, they can control the lives of those who used to believe in Jesus Christ. Pornowood endorses the party of death. Just flip the channels and see the shit that awaits you. Instead of watching the Pornowood communist version of the Catholic Church, go to Mass on Monday. Don't go on Sunday. Go on Monday, when the real faithful are there, when the hardcore faithful are there. I shouldn't say real, because the ones that go on Sunday are real too. But the hardcore faithful are there on Monday at 9 o'clock Mass. And meet the faithful awaiting God's call. Most of them are elderly. They come in wheelchairs and crutches, and they brave icy roads just to pray. And you know, if they fall, they go into the hospital. Talk to them, and you'll find out that they pray for you too. All Hollywood sells is a 50% divorce rate, child murder, and heroin deaths. America is brainwashed 24/7. So go with God. And now that Trump has officially been counted in as the next president, I would make the communist media take the White House news from Sean Hannity. Trump should say, if you want the news, talk to Sean. He'll be announcing it first. The evil communist networks should be isolated and let them continue to make up their BS stories blind. Nothing but communist is NBC. Always be communist is ABC and the Communist News Network. Would you like to hear Abracadabra? It's a story about the IRS.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof, asking questions like who I know, what's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with Democrats who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another order come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Okay, we're back. Want to do a little Christmas shout out to all the women, the mothers, the daughters, the big girls and the little girls. Merry Christmas, ladies. Thanks for all you do. Truly the backbone of America. That is why God smiles on you. Blessed art thou. Without you, there'd be no Christmas. If I had to do the shopping, forget about it. To the senior grandmas, you raised the greatest generation. Without you, there'd be no country, no love, and no conscience. Thank you for your life's work. Here's my tribute to AOL. I use AOL a lot, but I can see that it's controlled by Arianna Huffington and her communist allies. So AOL, as far as I'm concerned, is part of the fake media. But I got good news. The party of death is finished. In 2 years, only 30% of the country will be Democamo. All the Christians will have left. All the generational Democrats will be gone. Great-grandpa would never be in this Leninist party. Not Leninist, Leninist. I got a lemon, a picture of a lemon with a hammer and sickle on it. I call it the Order of Lemon. I send it to all the Democrats that are in politics who voted to burn my flag. You can't be a minority. Here's good news. You can't be a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. I'll tell you a quick story about a little bulge. Battle of the Bulge, these guys that surrendered, were sent to a German concentration camp. There was a guy, this story is being told by a Jewish guy, and he was in an outfit, and there was one rebel who used to break his chops all the time, a big bully rebel who used to break his chops all the time about being Jewish, and it used to drive him crazy. Well, they all got captured. And the Germans were taking the paperwork, making paperwork, and they said, anybody that's Jewish, step forward. And this Jewish guy was about to step forward, and the rebel who used to break his chops said, don't you move. You're with us. And the guys that stepped forward all died. So there is a benefit to being American. When it comes down to the nitty-gritty, we have to be Americans. You will never die. If we lose this country, you will never die for being black. You will never die for being Oriental. You'll never die for being Latino. The last words that you will hear are, shoot the Americans. So here's the good news. You can't be a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. Viva el Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Bartender, champagne. I have a coupon. It's a Trump coupon. And today is doomsday for the Communist Party.
Isn't that wonderful? So, let's see what we're going to do here. Oh, we got Hanukkah coming up. They took the C out of Hanukkah. They're making the Irish drop the apostrophe on their name. This is all because of the internet conspiracy. Hanukkah begins with a C. I used to pronounce it Chanukah. This is for all the chosen people. Happy Hanukkah. That's the Israeli national anthem. It's called Hatikva, and it means the hope. Yeah, Obama stole our Hatikva. Anyway, I'm going to give you another one. This one is a Ukrainian one, and it's called Oh Holy God. Everybody sings about God. Thank you. Yeah, can you hear the suffering in both of those tunes? They're suffering. I'm flashing back to Chuck Schumer. He was interviewed, you know, in the halls of the Senate. And they asked him about, what about abortion, Chuck? Can it be recalled? And he had a Heinrich Himmler smirk on his face. And he said, Roe versus Wade is settled law. And a voice in my head said, my rabbi says, what you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. There's a Nuremberg trial waiting for you, Chucky. And you're going to meet my rabbi. Okay, we're back. Do a little dedication and tune too. The Marine Corps. Trumpeteers have a golden opportunity to destroy the Democrat Party. But the rhinos will screw it up because the rhinos are actually Democrats. 30% of the Republican Party is Democrat. Yep, guys like John McCain, Lindsey Graham Cracker, Mitch McConnell, he's the worst. He voted 40 days before 9/11. to vote to burn the flag. 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 40 days before 9/11, SJR 7. 8 were Republicans, 40 were Democamos. Match McConnell was one. It is really sad. We got to stop killing our kids, folks. And now we're killing them with drugs. So we're getting the babies, we're knocking them off, and now we're going to knock off the young. The young adults, we're going to wipe them out. We're in big trouble. There's a book called Red Cocaine. You should get it and read it. And you'll see how long Mao Zedong was growing poppies to kill Americans in 1929. And the beat goes on. So, I'm now going to play for you a tune. This is to the Democrats who tried to steal an election. Oh, Hillary!
The party's over. It's time to call it a day.
GTFO.
They burst your pretty balloon and taken the mood away. It's time to wind up.
No more crap.
The masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup.
Oh, don't take it off.
The party is over. It's all over, my friend. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
Remember when they were trying a big rally for Hillary? And Madonna got up on stage and she promised the sexual favors to anybody that would vote for Hillary. Do you know how long the line was? One guy was 81 years old. He said, if it's all the same, I'd like to get a vanilla ice cream cone. Here's Crying by Roy Orbison. Somebody did a bit called Whining, dedicated it to the communists. Come on, boys. I'm going to have to. Here we go.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
Firecracker.
But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight. to say hello. Or you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you. And you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, crying, crying.
White House, where the Obamas are packing up and leaving, and they're having the flag burners. Okay, we're back. The van is packed. The 16 trucks are loaded with artwork. And Democrats are crying. The goslings, the communist goslings are crying. The old gray goose is dead. And they just had the flag burning ceremony. And they reinforced their party platform, and they reminded everybody that their coalition of the willing, their great mosaic, the rainbow coalition that only had one white person in it. They had two, but Bernie was faking everybody. They did a deal with Bernie. They said, Bernie, you're going to have to keep the communists, the real communists, under control. We're only pseudo-communists. So you just keep those slobs under control, and we'll tell you when to get off the bike with Hillary. And Bernie brought him, not to the convention door, but a few streets down. And then he said, I wish I could be with you. It's like sending his troops into battle. And you're going to fight a good fight. I wish I could be with you. But I don't want to die. And he sold them all out for $650,000. Yes, $650,000 he spent to buy a third socialist home. Isn't that wonderful? I will be on the convention floor fighting for you, but not this election. And the communists told him, time to get off, and we'll take the slaves from here. We'll take them off your hands. And that's what he did. So Hillary had no competition from day one. She was the great mosaic. The Republicans had 17 cultures. They had black, they had white, they had Latino, they had Greeks, they had Italians. They had, Latinos. They even had an Indian, Bobby Jindal. That was the mosaic. But when you're dealing with communists, they only see white. And they killed all the white Russians, you know that. The Reds killed all the white Russians. The white Russians defended the Romanovs. And that was the beginning of communism. They killed a family of women and children and a hemophiliac kid. And they gunned them down, and then they bayoneted them in a basement. And then they threw their bodies down a mineshaft. And that's how communism was founded. And it's still the same today. Still the same. Little tribute to Tennessee. Hey, all you Southerners, why don't you pool your resources and create an alternative to Hollywood in the Southland? Pick like Memphis, pick somewhere and build a new movie industry in the Southland and make it about the South, because you see what the communists have done to you. They have been mocking you for 50 years. It's a time for a little payback. You could have better actors, prettier actresses, and you could have story and tales to tell. And you would give America its heritage back, because they've tried to destroy American history. And we are all American history. Just a little food for thought. Okay.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night you'll find out as sure as we live.
Okay, we're going to close the show out. We're going to close it out with a Christmas tune. It's in French. It's called Noël. And O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world, in sin and error pining, until he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. We all got souls. When you kill one of those kids in an abortion clinic, the soul is God's black box. It reports to heaven. It reports to God. And it waits for the murderers to stand trial.
Qu'il souffre et meurt.